You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today we're going to talk about, is it time to change your life? There's going to be 4 points that if you resonate with any of these, this is a very good sign that you can, you not only can, but you should make a change in your current situation. I'm also going to tell you how to do so, but before we get started, please share this podcast with a friend, family member, or anybody that you know that it's been struggling with this exact situation. I know I'm making a lot of posts about this exact topic, but the reason why I am is because you guys are asking for them and I want to help you out. I want to also help myself out because, you know, I, as I said, was in the same exact situation not that long ago, a few years ago. Now I'm fortunately not in that situation, but I always need these types of reminders because the concept of, you know, old self gravity, it is a thing. The concept of, you know, like you're working hard to change yourself, but if you stop trying, guess what's going to happen? You're going to fall back in your old ways. And that's exactly what I don't want to happen. So the more I talk about these points with you, the more I remind myself why I do this. And you can do the same by talking about these topics with your friends, with your circle. So if you teach them, you're going to keep on teaching yourself what's good for you. So let's get started. Point number one, do you feel unmotivated most of the time? I get tons, I'm talking about hundreds of messages from my followers about this. Say, you know, like I've been trying to get a degree and I haven't been able to study for the past 2 months, or, you know, I wanted a promotion, but I don't know how to move forward because I don't want to do that extra work. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on. I got a business and I don't know how to, you know, get clients and I don't find the motivation to call people. I mean, if that is you, if you always feel motivated almost all the time, there's going to be about two different things, or more actually, but two main reasons why that could happen. One reason is because you don't really like what you're doing. So if you're in a job that you don't like, or you start a business that you're not passionate about, or you don't really like even, that's gonna happen because you're not motivated to move forward. You're not motivated by the big goal ahead of you. So maybe it's time for you to change your goal. If your goal is good and it's aligned with your, you know, life and what you like, then there may be another issue, and that issue is energy. Energy meaning the way you eat, the way you sleep. Those are very important points. You can love your goal, you can love what you're doing, but if, you know, if you only slept 2 hours and you had carbs and processed foods for the past week, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to have that energy to tackle your goals, and you're automatically going to be unmotivated. All right. Point number two, do you find that the more you sleep, the more you feel tired? Guys, I always talk about sleeping well at night. I used to talk about, you know, 7 to 8 hours. Then I switched to, you know, it's better 7 hours than 8. And the reason why I say that is because I noticed that when I used to talk about, you know, at least 7 to 8 hours, some people would sleep 9 hours and tell me, hey, I slept 9 hours and I don't have energy. Of course you don't have energy. Why are you sleeping 9 hours? You know, people that do a lot of great things, they can't wait to wake up in the morning. They can't wait to hustle and create, you know, value for their followers, for their clients, for their own life, for their family and their circle. You don't want to stay in bed 9-10 hours and then say, well, I'm not motivated, because your lifestyle, you know, your sleeping lifestyle, your sleeping style rather, is, you know, messed up. 9 hours is way too long to be in bed. So if that is you, try and change again. There must be something. It must be your energy, the way you're eating, something that you're doing is messing up with your circadian rhythm, and you want to spend more time than you need in bed. And of course, when you feel like that, you wake up and you're groggy, you don't have that energy to tackle the day, and then you're going to keep on having this, you're going to live in a daze, right? You're going to be, you know, for 8 hours, at 8 to 9 hours at night, you're sleeping, and then the other 13, 14 hours during the day, you're just walking around like a zombie. If that is you, it's time to change things, all right? Point number three, do you prefer passive entertainment over active pursuit. And, you know, this most people, honestly, like 80% of the people out there prefer to go home, turn on Netflix, binge watch a show, or, you know, watch shows that they already watched three or four times. And again, they fall back into the sense of comfort, into watching something instead of actively pursuing something. If that is you, again, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, because, you know, again, 90% of the people do it, but this podcast is for people that want to become movers and shakers and in, you know, in their own industry, in their own circle. So this is not for average people. So if you prefer passive entertainment over active pursuit, it's time for you to change your goals. It's time for you to change how you spend your free time. You could be reading, you could be contacting people, you could be making, like I have in my planner, I say at nighttime, even though I don't want to do active work, what I do is I reach out to at least 2 to 3 different people that are quote unquote above me, all right? Above me meaning they've been ahead of me in business, ahead of me in what their, you know, their goals are, because if I can reach up to people in my industry that have done what I want to do, I can build my circle with people that can help me grow as well. This is super easy. I have almost a pre-canned email that I change here and there to, of course, make it more relevant to the person that I'm reaching out to. And that is my way to pass time. I spend about 30 minutes to an hour sending emails to people that are ahead of me in their careers. And, you know, sometimes nobody replies. Sometimes 2 or 3 people actually do reply right away. And there you go. I have 2, 3 more people in my circle. I do this when people watch Netflix. I do this when people decide to just sit back and really do nothing. It's not hard at all. I send emails, so I'm not actively cold calling. It's not something that's super uncomfortable, but it definitely moves me forward, and it's a great way to pass time. I honestly love it. Point number 4, are you making excuses for why you're not happy? Guys, a lot of people will tell me, oh, I'm not happy because I don't like my job. Oh, I'm not happy because there's a lot of traffic and I live far from where I go every day and my commute is awful. There's always going to be something, guys. There's always going to be something. If you work from home, you could see the same thing. Oh, I'm not happy because I'm alone all day. If you have a pet, you can say, I'm not happy because my pet keeps me, you know, up at night or always wants to walk. I mean, like, there's always going to be an excuse. So stop making excuses. Happiness comes from within. Happiness comes from you being pumped about what you're doing. So if that is you right now, you're making excuses, stop excuses. Understand that excuses don't move you forward at all. They actually move you backwards, and try and change your life. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, up your game.